America, it's time for everyone's favorite extra history themed television broadcast program, Extreme Extra History, with me, Bonnie Flynn, here on this wonderful, wonderful October evening. For those of you first time listeners, Extreme Extra History is a show that puts historians from the world-renowned Nassau Institute of Extra Historical Studies against each other to find whose skills will reign supreme. Our historians go head-to-head in best 2 out of 3 to best satisfy their clients. Now tonight, I am very flattered to have with us two of the Institute's finest historians. First, to my left,
Maud Fletcher. And if you think I know a lot about history, guess what? I've been here the whole time.
Thank you very much, Miss Maud Fletcher. And now, to my right,
you could just call me lying, and guess what? I'm not lying.
Now please, Miss Maud, tell us about some of your wonderful credentials at the Institute.
Well, I've been to the bathroom 450 times. Let's see, I've kissed that guy, that girl. And that dog. And, well, what do I teach? Nothing. I just hang out here. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yes, thank you, Miss Maud. And now, Mr. Lyon, you also have a very proud and prestigious title or so here at the Institute. Tell us a little bit more about what you do here.
I have a tail. And I met the wizard.
No, please tell us about how your teaching perspectives here at the Institute.
Wait, I teach here?
Yes, as I explained in the beginning of the show, every one of the contestants on this show has at least 10 years of experience here at the Institute.
My mom sent me to an institute once. It wasn't fun. They pulled my tail.
Now, I heard that you, Mr. Lyon, and you, Miss Maud, have a little bit of a rivalry between your two classes at the Institute.
Actually, I'm the only one with any class here.
No, you lie. I got class due. You want to fight about it?
Yeah, let's go, cowardly boy.
What'd you call me that for? I hate when people do that.
Okay, now please, guys, let's...
I don't care.
Let's try
you know
to work along
you know
here. Now, please.
Your mother was a dog.
Jerry, take that back. My mother was a kitty cat.
Oh, honey, we seem to be having some technical difficulties, but you hang in there, all right?
Dun 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 bum bum dum dum dun dun bum 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 bum.
We're waiting.
Okay, now we are back to extra history now. Oh, I would ask that the audience please refrain. Audience! Please refrain and go back to your seats. Now, Mr. Lyon and Miss Maud, please approach the center of the stage.
She pulled my tail. It's gone. I can't find it. I can't
it's
find
it. Attached to your ass.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Now, audience, please try to refrain from the profanity here. This is a professional television show. Now, anyway, let's please get back to our program. As you know, we have now introduced our two challengers. They will go head-to-head in extra historical combat, trying to find the world that best pleases the client. Now, our first client for the evening is a very well-known, prestigious man.
Hi, I'm Johnny Spill, and I'm 6 years old, and I ran away from home because my mom and daddy, they said I didn't flush the toilet, so that's the reason why I ran away from home.
Okay, so you're telling me that your problem is that you do not have a place of residence currently.
Yeah, I just came here to use the party. Now, can I leave?
No, please stay here for a second. We are going to use you now. Miss Maud, Mr. Lion, please, our client here says that he is having trouble because he has no place of residence and he really needs to use a rest facility.
Well, you see, who said you could go first? Well, I want to go first. Well, I want to go first, too. Well, no, I want to go first. Fine, Pansy boy, whatever you want, do it.
I'm going home.
No, please, sir, stay. We need you to debate the show.
But she's being mean to me.
Now, please, Miss Maud, please, you must refrain from such activity. You got to be professional about this. I mean, we have children in the room.
I know exactly what it means to be professional.
It's funny.
I used to be a prostitute!
But my mommy said that prostitutes, they're dirty and they're going to hell.
So she's calling herself dirty and that she's gonna go to hell?
Don't you dare say that about my mother!
I can say whatever I want,
don't
sweetie!
Well, honey, we're having a little more technical difficulties and we're gonna get back to you right soon. Alright.
Alright, now our syringes have been delivered and the morphine is gone, so let's get back to the show, shall we? Now, as we know, Mr. Johnny here has trouble. He has recently become homeless. He has lost his home because he ran away from his parents. Now, Miss Maud, please tell him about a world where this is much worse.
Oh, yeah. You want to hear a world? I have to be on a contestant show with a lion who's afraid of his own shadow. Yeah, that's right.
You think that's bad? That doesn't even make sense. I grew up without any parents. I didn't even know what was going on in my own forest. I'm supposed to be a king, and yet, I can't even. I'm afraid of a lamb. Hug me!
I didn't do that.
All right, now please, both of you, settle down. Now, Mr. Johnny, please tell us which of these makes you feel better about your current situation.
With the lion, sir.
1 point for the lion! Hooray!
Boo, all of you!
All right, this is wonderful. We have 1 point for Mr. Lion. And Miss Maud, I'm sorry, but you're trailing behind with a 0 points. So now, our next contestant, we have all the way from the River Nile.
Hello, I am Mikashel, and I am from the River Nile, and I think I'm a homosexual.
Okay, so you're saying that your problem is that you believe you are a homosexual?
Yes, I really don't know, but... I mean, it's a long story.
It's a long story. Please enlighten us.
Well, when I was about maybe 6 years old, I kept stabbing. Like I did a lot of stabbing.
And it stabbing.
No, stabbing. not stabbing. Staring.
Stabbing.
No. I was looking. There we go. That's the word. Looking.
Looking. Okay.
Looking.
You weren't stabbing. You were looking.
Yes. Looking.
Okay. Looking. Okay. You were looking a lot as you...
Excuse me. That's my own problem. Don't talk about it. Continue.
Okay. You continue. You were looking as a young child for what?
I don't know. I was just looking.
You were just...
Excuse me, young man. Get off the stage. Don't... Hush. I don't know. I was just looking. I don't know.
Mommy, I think he's a homosexual.
Excuse me. I don't see you on the stage.
Excuse me. Let me answer
Excuse
your question.
Excuse me. No.
No. Shh. No. Shh. It is Miss Maud's turn to talk about a world where things may be a lot worse.
One, I have something to say to you. Yes. That's it. And two, you think this is bad. I grew up with 15 brothers. And every single one of them owned a bat. They did not play baseball with the bat. Okay? Let me just say, I had a lot of fun as a kid. Just not with my brothers.
Wow, that is very touching, Miss Maud. Now, Mr. Lion, your rebuttal.
Oh, well, you see, when I was little, I had a teddy bear, and it got filled with lint, and I hate lint.
Okay, now, Mr.
Mikashel.
Michael, Mr. Michael, please, now tell us, which of these worlds has given you the warm and fuzzy butterflies?
Well, I think it was the one with the bats, because I love bats, and if they're big and they're long, let me tell you, I feel warm and fuzzy.
Oh, we seem to be at a two-way tie here between the lion and Miss Maud.
Ooh. That is mysterious.
That means we go to...
sudden death.
Freebird!
No Freebird! Sudden death! Anyway, this is how sudden death works. We will have one more contestant, and they will tell that contestant specifically of a world where the client, are in a worse situation. Now, we have all the way from, these are the four ambassadors, all the way from Jasanistan. We have...
I am Jess, and he is...
I know.
Yes.
We do things, and we like the game shows, we do things all the time
in America.
Okay, so we have with us Jess and Arno. We have Jess and Arno here, all the way from the wonderful country of Jessanistan. Anyway, so now. Okay, now, Mr. Jess and Mr. Arno, what seems to be your problem?
Since Gisano depression,
we have 8 goats.
We have 8 goats.
Then after the Gisano stand depression, we only have 7.
We lost the goats. but it's okay because lost goat is found, but it is found at dinner.
But we sad.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying that you are grieving over the loss of eight
what
goats.
What is this thing? Hello?
Please refrain from the microphone, please. Anyway.
Microphone.
That was name of God.
Yes.
Microphone.
This microphone is not your goat. Anyway, now, please.
Can we do BDLN?
Now,
BDLN in front of the theater. BDLN.
Okay. Now, please, sirs. So, yes. Mr. Lion, Miss Maud, it appears that these men's problems is the fact that they have lost one of their beloved goats. Please. Please tell them about a world where their situation is much worse. Mr. Lion.
I had a goat once. He was so great. But he ran away. It was horrible. Okay. Well, at least this didn't happen to you. At least you didn't lose all your goats. And your papa. And your mudhut. And everything was bad. And the world went on fire.
Okay, now, Miss Maud, that was a very touching one. You're going to have to try very hard to beat that. Now, Miss Maud, your rebuttal.
Well... I'd sit through Holy Trinity's production of The Crucible. Goodbye.
Not The Crucible. No, Crucible. No, that's the bad one.
We did see that
one.
Show. Yes, we did. It's very bad. Papa saw the show too, and Papa died because
I'm
of the show.
Of the fog.
Fine.
Okay, now, please, for the winner of today's Extreme Extra History, whose world made you feel better about your current situation?
In America!
Yes.
I believe that both the contestants are in America. Which contestant would...
BDLN? BDLN?
No, which one of these guys? I say the guy... With who looks like the woman but talks like the man.
Oh, you mean Miss Maud?
No,
that dude, come here.
Stop it! No! She goes!
Tell your ambassador this one.
Okay, that is Extreme Extra History. That's all we have the time for tonight. Good night, everyone!